I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. During a typical year, finding fish in West Virginia's reservoirs right now would be a function of fishing slow and deep. But the summer of 2015 has been anything but typical, and so has the fishing. I'll talk more about it right after this. DNR fisheries biologist Jim Walker tells me with all of the rain we've had this summer, the normal rules just don't apply this year fishing the state's reservoirs.
The amount of rainfall we've had this summer, it's just been phenomenal. Water. So from a fish standpoint, it's great. From an angler standpoint, challenging. Very challenging because, you know, these lakes have been filling up and the levels have been up and down, and Corps of Engineers does a great job of keeping that summer pool, but with the amount of inflow of water they've been having, it's been challenging.
Walker says this year is completely backwards for what fishermen normally would expect.
This time of year, there's so much food around for them to eat, too, so the challenge is finding their location and finding what they're feeding on. So, your typical dog days of summer aren't really going to happen this year, I don't think, just because, you know, the water temperatures are a little cool. And conditions are more like, June, early June, end of May, out there with the water temps.
So Walker suggests biting your tongue and considering calling up some of the same tactics you were using to catch fish back in the late spring. The fish are going to be more shallow than you think.
You know, it'd be nothing to get 85, 90-degree surface temps sometimes this time of year in our reservoirs, but we're nowhere near that, so they're going to be a little shallower, you know, feeding on bait fish or whatever. The challenge is this time of year to catch them while they're feeding because there's so much food available for them to eat right now. And it's tough to figure out just what they're feeding on and what to fish with.
While the rain has not done many favors for fishermen, it has been a really big benefit to fish health. And Walker adds it's not just fishing in the reservoirs. The rain's benefited the stream and river fishing, too.
It's going to be a great year for carryover trout as well in our streams because those flows are up for this time of year. And also the temperatures are down. You know, it's the norm to be in practically a drought situation this time of year. You know, everybody's panicking, streams are drying up, you know, they're looking for places to fish, but not the case this year. It's a great summer for river fishing, too.
Get out there on the water and see if you can unlock the secrets that summer 2015 has provided us. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.